sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome into St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2025 edition here on this Monday. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Great to have you guys along with the ride forward today. We got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information, lots of things happening in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump, Elon Musk negotiating the end to the Ukraine-Russian war. Trump said yesterday he's got a call with Putin tomorrow, Tuesday, and this thing could be over. So we'll keep monitoring developments on that front. We've got all kinds of things happening in Lansing. Gubernatorial candidates announcing getting support from various groups and organizations already for governor for the state of Michigan 2026 race. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt's campaign manager reached out to me over the weekend. He'd like to have the senator on the show. We're going to be scheduling that this week sometime. Anthony Hudson, the road builder, truck driver, was on the Steve Gruber show this morning from 8:18 to 8:25. Did a very good job getting the information out about his campaign, electanthonyhudson.com website. And answered some pretty tough questions. Steve Gruber was pretty rough on him, but Anthony did a good job, I think, and I think earned a little bit of respect from Steve Gruber. So we'll see where that goes. Also, candidates considering running for Attorney General, Secretary of State, all kinds of races happening, developing over the weekend. Now, on Saturday afternoon, I attended the Grand New Party Pack event Stephanie Jacobson and Marcy put on over there at the Iron Pig. Very well attended. Great discussion with Jeremy Rogers, one of the J6ers who got pardoned by Donald Trump, as well as the Null brothers. Mike and Bill Null live down in Berry County, but were prosecuted for the fake kidnapping plot against Governor Gretchen Whitmer, ultimately leading to their attorneys making a brilliant strategic move, moving their trial to Bel Air, Michigan, right here in Antrim County. Why? Because that's where allegedly the kidnapping plot was going to take place, at her cottage here in Antrim County. As a result, they got a local jury of their peers. They heard the facts. They heard the evidence. They heard the prosecution's case against them, and they were acquitted. So now they're going around telling people about the FBI entrapment that they went through, how the whole thing was staged, led by FBI agents, and that they basically went along for the ride. When it came down to crunch time, they had nothing to do with it. The jury heard that loud and clear and acquitted both of them. So great meeting, great opportunity to be with some great Patriots over there. Saw Ian Murphy, of course, the host of it at his restaurant. And the protesters, absolutely a joke outside the Iron Pig. Complete waste of a beautiful Saturday afternoon for them, but they did what they had to do because they have First Amendment rights. Bless their little hearts. We're going to take a short break. Hour number one, today's show, St. Patrick's Day. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Very interesting how things are moving so quickly, how the situation is fluid and changing in Washington, D.C. with regards to Donald Trump's processing his agenda. Stories over the weekend how everybody's all upset with Elon Musk, all the things they're doing at Doge, things that they're finding, making recommendations to Congress to change, absolutely change what is happening in our federal budget, the spending, the dollars, all of it under scrutiny, review, and freezing the payments. One of the people, the process is affecting states at the state level. Here in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, after meeting with Donald Trump, conveying certain things to him about what his freezing of funds have done to the state budget. Well, others are making the same plea, and Donald Trump says, I'm sorry, but I have to make an exception for your state. I can't do what I want to do across the entire country. So basically, after his meeting with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, telling her, I'm sorry, but this is going to happen. You're going to have to figure it out in your own state budget, but the federal funding is not coming. We are making cuts. We are eliminating certain programs. We are not going to do what Biden did and giving you blank checks. It's over. It's not going to happen. So I thought that was kind of an interesting back and forth between the president and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Now, one of the things that we mentioned, the governor's race already, well, things are starting to heat up a little bit for the U.S. Senate. Former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers moved a little closer to announcing a second straight U.S. Senate run by putting out a 30-second video that smelled like a campaign announcement and closed with the line, good news is coming. In the video, Mike Rogers emphasized that he has got President Trump's back. Also on Friday, Rogers sent out an email and a Twitter media message informing folks that Christie and I are seriously considering another run for the U.S. Senate in Michigan. Our country and President Trump's agenda, America First, are worth fighting for. And we ask for your prayers as we make this important decision. Okay. You want a prayer, Mike? Here you go. Father God, we come to you this morning to ask for your divine providence, guidance, and direct communication into the hearts of Mike and Christy Rogers. Put it on their hearts, Lord, that we do not want them to run for U.S. Senate again. They had their opportunity, Lord, and the people spoke. While we supported President Trump, we did not support Mike Rogers. And as a result, as you know, Lord, he lost that race. Father, we ask that a better candidate comes forward and gets our support, our absolute faith and trust and confidence in them, and puts it on Mike and Christy Rogers' hearts, mind, decisions not to run. Father, we can do better and we need your help. We absolutely ask that you send them the message not to do this. We will not, cannot support them, and we need your help in conveying that message. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. Continue to bless our state, our country, protect our President Donald Trump, and we thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. So there you go, Mike. That's my prayer. Not that I'm that much more happy over the next person in the story, but on the Mark Levin show, March 13th, just 4 days ago, Mark Levin says, I'm for Dixon over Rogers. She's the conservative. Rogers is a longtime rhino. Go Michigan. Because she, too, is thinking about being a potential Republican U.S. Senate candidate, even though she ran and lost a gubernatorial race to Gretchen Whitmer. Tudor Dixon feels that she more or less received a endorsement when Mark Levin said that, wrote that, posted that, that he supports her over Rogers. Kind of an interesting development taking place just last week. Now, others are rumored to be running for the seat, possibly, potentially, as well. Former businessman and gubernatorial candidate himself in the same year, 2022, with Tudor Dixon, is Kevin Rinke. Some insiders have reached out to me, asked me what I thought about Kevin Rinke running for the U.S. Senate. I don't know if that's something Kevin is seriously considering, but I told him point blank, I don't see him as a Washington insider. I don't see him as a legislator. I see Kevin Rinke as a businessman. He has some good ideas. He advocated and ran on eliminating our state income tax last time when he ran for governor. That I totally support. But there's already a candidate in the race, Anthony Hudson, who has it on his website. If you go to his website, electanthonyhudson.com, not only is he going to get rid of the state's income tax, he's advocating working with Carla Wagner of Axe My Tax, pledging to get rid of our property taxes. Now, a lot of people have questioned him. I've talked to Anthony about it. Why do you have that on your website, not only getting rid of the state income tax, but getting rid of the property taxes? The establishment machine in Lansing is going to say, how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to cover our budget by eliminating two major revenue streams of income to the Michigan Treasury? Anthony's answer? Very simple. I'm going to cut. This is the statement that Anthony put out regarding people looking at his website and questioning him on his plan. Opening statement. I'm going to totally undo Gretchen Whitmer's entire failed governorship of our great state of Michigan. Michigan is broken. My name is Anthony Hudson, and as the next governor of Michigan, I'm going to fix it. Signed, Anthony Hudson. Then he goes on and gives four specific bullet points. This is all on his website, folks, electanthonyhudson.com. Number one, first fiscal year budget I will get the legislature to send to my desk for my signature will not exceed $56.8 billion. Whoa. Gretchen Whitmer right now is proposing in her fiscal 2026 budget $86.2 billion. So Anthony Hudson's going to cut almost $30 billion? Okay. Anthony Hudson goes on to say, this amount, $56.8 billion, was the last fiscal year 2019 budget amount that was signed by former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. I will make the necessary cuts in all departments of our state government to roll back the cost to the level it was before Gretchen Whitmer took over as our governor. This will completely undo the economic disaster of the Whitmer administration's fiscal mismanagement of our state government. Point number two. As part of the above-mentioned budget process, I will order a complete and full independent forensic audit, quote-unquote, of every bureaucratic agency and department. Every expenditure item will be reviewed for waste, duplication, and abuse, and eliminated where possible, including the elimination of entire departments if necessary. Whoa. I like that. Eliminate MDOT. Eliminate the Liquor Control Commission. Eliminate LARA, Licensing and Regulatory Agency. Okay. Point number three. I will work with the Republican-controlled House and Senate to pass legislative referendums to put the elimination of property taxes and our state income tax, both personal and corporate, on the next general election ballot for the people of Michigan to approve or deny. When passed, Michigan will become competitive for businesses, jobs, and people moving back to our state. Whoa. Getting rid of both property taxes and state income tax. We might have a chance of getting our kids to move back to Michigan. Last bullet point on his website. My goal as the next governor of the state of Michigan is to completely restructure our state government. I will demand all bureaucratic agencies and departments perform their functions and responsibilities for the people of Michigan at the lowest possible cost with the most technologically efficient systems. Again, any agencies or departments that are deemed as unnecessary or no longer relevant will be eliminated. I will implement new ideas to become competitive in, listen to this, I will implement new ideas to become competitive in education, energy, and other areas while demanding the deregulation of our state. All of my positions, policies, and platform can be viewed on my campaign's website, electanthonyhudson.com, or you can text, call my cell phone, 810-285-2433. Respectfully submitted for your consideration to support my campaign to be the next governor of the great state of Michigan. Signed, Anthony Hudson. Wow. There's a lot to think about in that. Could you imagine? This guy gets elected November of 26, takes over January 1st of 27. At that point in time, they're going to be working on the fiscal year 2028 budget, the very next year's budget when he gets in the office, and he's going to roll it back to $56.8 billion. That was the last budget Rick Snyder passed in Lansing before he gave the reins to Gretchen Whitmer. Completely undoing everything Whitmer's done to our state when it comes to financially running it. Wow, good luck with that one. Again, check him out online, electanthonyhudson.com. That's it for the first half hour. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and through